Hello and welcome back to the Kicking It with CU Soccer podcast. I'm Matt Lenneman, and each week I'll be joined by a member of the CU soccer team as we talk about last week's game and get to know them a little bit better. This week, I'm joined by freshman midfielder Shira James.
Well, thanks for joining me this evening, Shira. It's great to have you.
Hey, yeah, thank you for having me.
So, looking at last week, CU lost 1-0 in overtime. It was one of those just, you know, games that you kind of hate to lose a little bit, but kind of goes both ways. Kind of as always, you were involved in the offensive end. You had a couple really good chances, especially at the end. And, you know, as a freshman, I've kind of been wondering, you know, how has it been for you being such a big part of this offense as, you know, this being your first year?
It's been a big learning experience. I'm usually not used to like having so much pressure on me since I am a freshman. There's a lot going into the game, like being a freshman starting in the offensive line is really like kind of scary at first, but I feel like as soon as we started playing more and getting into the groove of like playing with each other, it like all the weight just lifted off my shoulders and I just play like for fun basically.
Yeah, that's awesome. So just took a little while to, I guess, you know, just get comfortable a little bit, which is totally fair. And you definitely got really comfortable. I believe last week, actually, you're named Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week. How was that? Just, you know, the fact that you were given that just amazing award.
It was surprising because I didn't even know that I had it. I didn't know that I got it. And so my coach was like, congratulations. And I was like, congratulations, like texting me. I was like, congratulations about what? He was like, on being a great person. Or then he was like, you can read our website. And I was like, what? So I'm like with my roommate, I'm like, what is going on? What's happening? So I go on the website and I see that, and I just, my face lit up. I call my mom, I call my dad. I was like, guess what? It's just, it was really surprising because out of all the teams that played that week, they picked me out of Stanford, out of UCLA, out of all of them, they picked me a freshman. So it was really exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, you definitely deserved it. You had that awesome goal against USC. Kind of, I feel like you're kind of falling down, right? Like you got spun around and you're falling down. I wasn't sure how you made it. I was watching it live and I was flabbergasted, you know?
Yeah, I tend to do that a lot. I tend to go to the floor and do a sliding. I don't know what goes through my head. It's just go to the floor. Like even in the Washington game, Jesse passed it back. I instantly went for a slide, like a slide kick. It didn't go in, unfortunately, but it was close.
Yeah.
Was, like my head is like, go to the floor. I don't know why. And I just can't stay on my feet, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess whatever's comfortable for you, I mean, certainly working, so... You know, and I noticed something else. You know, this is nothing new that you're quite the goal scorer. I saw that you scored 52 goals in a high school season. Please tell me, how is this possible? I did the math. That's more than 3 goals a game. Yeah. I can't picture it. Help me picture this.
They always say that in my games. They always like, Shira James, 52 goals. I'm like, oh my God, no, stop. Don't tell everybody that. It was my freshman year high school, I made varsity. I was the only freshman on varsity. And I started, it was like, at first we played like, we were a good team, but not so good team at the same time. Like everyone was excited for me to come out to play basically, like for my class to come into high school. Cause I went to a middle school and high school. So all the high schoolers knew me from middle school. Cause it was all, so everyone was like waiting for me to be able to play sports there basically.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, it's just, I went off, I guess. I don't know. It was basically me having fun, just playing around, like different, like playing with different people. And so it was just fun.
Yeah. So
I was really thinking of the hard part of it, just play and just shoot and score.
Kind of the same mindset that we talked about earlier, that, you know, yeah, like once you're comfortable, mm-hmm, it's just about kind of having fun, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome. That's kind of both freshman years for you, high school and college have kind of both been great. So, yeah, did you have like some like crazy high scoring game in there too, or is it like I'm just?
I think the most I've scored in a game was probably 5.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Still such a wild thing. Alrighty. So we're gonna get into a little bit more about yourself. I always ask this question because I notice a lot of people don't put it in their bios, but You know, what other hobbies or things do you enjoy doing besides soccer? I feel like this is a tough question sometimes, but.
Yeah, it is a tough question because my life is so focused on soccer and school, basically. So it's not really, you don't really have time to do anything else. But I mean, I guess like drawing, my family is like a big drawing type family. Like my uncle can draw, my dad can draw. Like, so I guess I can draw a little bit. Probably hang out with friends, being like social. I'm a really social like person. I like being around people. I like talking to people and stuff like that. So that's probably it. Honestly, I don't know anything else for sports other than soccer too. I can play basketball, volleyball.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that. So
did you ever compete in terms of basketball or
varsity volleyball? My freshman and sophomore year.
Okay. And you just moved away with that.
But yeah, it was just for fun, basically. Like off season for soccer, I played volleyball, and then basketball, I played on the off season of soccer again. But that was when I was younger for fun.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. And now, kind of talking about that social side, this year has definitely been, you know, a different year in terms of being a freshman and being on campus. You know, how has that adjustment been for you with the COVID? Has the team helped?
Well, now that like how you said COVID hit, so you can't be as social as you'd want to be your freshman year of college. So now it's like mainly being around your teammates the whole time and like meet a lot of other teams like sports, but you're not on the other side with the people that aren't in sports. You don't get to meet people unless you're like walking and you're like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. Like it's not as easy as you would think on a regular like year without COVID, so it's kind of hard, but
yeah. I mean, it certainly makes sense. You know, I asked Lawson kind of a similar question. I'm just curious, like, you know, do you even have a favorite place on campus, or do you really know the layout of the campus yet, or still getting your feet wet in terms of figuring out?
I don't really know like the whole school, like I still get kind of lost going to classes sometimes, but I know like the basics, I guess. I don't really have a favorite spot. I don't really have a favorite spot on campus yet.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. Just need a little bit more time. And I'm going to move on to kind of my favorite question to ask. Basically, you know, what would be your dream job? And this doesn't have to involve soccer. This can also involve your major.
My dream job, it changed, but since I was like 8 up till before I came here, I wanted to be a pediatrician. I had my, like, every time I was like, what's your future career? I always do pediatrician. But it was like more, I looked into it more and it wasn't really like something that it intrigued me as much as it did when I was little. Because when I was little, I was like, oh, I want to deal with babies. I want to deal with making them better because it's sad that they're not, like, stuff like that. But it's like more that I think about it, it's a tough job. It's a lot of schooling that you have to do, and I'm not really into, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know. So it's a lot of schooling. It's a tough job to do, but they make a lot of money, so that's a good thing. But when I came here, it changed to a physical therapist or athletic trainer.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, because I like to know about my body because I get injured a lot. I'm a soccer player. I'm aggressive. Like I get injured a lot. A lot of my body's always broken some type of way. So it's cool to learn how those muscles, like how they get injured and why and stuff like that. So it's just cool to learn about that stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. Kind of very applicable to what you're doing. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's always great when your kind of passions kind of intertwine, mm-hmm. you know? So does that mean you're doing IFI or?
Yeah, I'm an IFI major.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, my sister was actually an IFI major here a couple years ago. She's doing PA school currently. So kind of some of the same deal that you're kind of going to have to go through. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's pretty much all I have. I guess, yeah, best of luck this weekend. I know you guys are playing Oregon State and Oregon on the road. Mm-hmm. I think you guys will do just fine. So, thank you for hopping on with me, though.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Again, that was freshman midfielder Shira James who joined me on this week's podcast. Looking ahead, as I talked about with Shira, CU will be playing Oregon State and Oregon on the road. They will play Oregon State on the road this Friday, and then they will play Oregon in Eugene on Sunday afternoon. We'll talk about those games, and we'll meet somebody new next week. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time.